Earlier this year, the federal government announced a grant for over $9 million to fund genomics. Research on freshwater fisheries in Canada. The Great Lakes Institute of Environmental Research at the University of Windsor will lead the project. Daniel Heath joins us now to talk to us about this and other benefits of this fisheries conservation initiative. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Oh, good, good, good to hear. $9 million, man, that's like winning a lottery.
It is. Even for researchers, it's a lot of money.
Good for you. Is this rare for us to get this kind of money, especially when it comes to research that involves fish?
It is. It is very rare. In fact, this is the first genomics network that's been funded to study fish, specifically freshwater fish.
Wow. That's unbelievable. How big is this? Give us a sense, if you could, Daniel, just how big this project is or will be. For example, how many scientists will be involved?
Yes, good question. We have 23 scientists spread from British Columbia to New Brunswick at 13 different universities, and we're all collaborating on different aspects of this project.
Wow, that's quite the team. Now I mentioned the Great Lakes Institute of Environmental Research. Can you tell us a little bit more about that institute?
Sure. The Great Lakes Institute for Environmental Research, or GLEIR as we refer to it, is an institute that's situated at the University of Windsor in Windsor, Ontario, with the mandate of focusing on maintaining a healthy and sustainable Great Lakes ecosystem. Okay. So it ranges from people who do water quality to working on the fish stocks that are in the Great Lakes.
Okay, and the most obvious question I have to ask you, what the hell is genomics research?
Oh, well, genomics refers to the DNA that's in the organism, but it's not just one gene or one little bit of DNA, but it's the approach where you're interested in all of the DNA and the entire organism and how it makes the organism function. So in my case, or in the case of this project, we're looking at the freshwater fish species of Canada and what their DNA looks like.
Okay, at the end of the day, Daniel, I got to ask, what's in it for me? What's in it for me and my people, anglers?
Yeah, that's a really, well, because anglers are a big part of the partnership. So we have 23 researchers, but we have over 50 partners from government agencies, from fishing, freshwater fishing groups, non-government organizations, and even companies. And the reason we gave us this money is to try to improve our ability to manage the freshwater fish stocks across Canada. Part of the problem that managers have, of course, is there's so many lakes that they can't go in and assess how things are going in each of those lakes using nets and people power. So we came up with, well, we're proposing to develop new tools based on the DNA of the animals that's going to make it possible for the managers to do a better job across more of the lakes.
Well, it sounds like quite the project, and $9 million is a lot of money. And as I mentioned at the top of the program, I don't make any money from this show. So if you're ever looking for a place to maybe share some of that money with, and I do fish, by the way. I do spend a bit of time on the water. There you go.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we're definitely going to have fishermen helping out, because part of what we're doing is taking samples of water from remote lakes. And we all know that fishermen go to a lot of lengths to get to their particular lake that they want to fish at. So we're hoping to work with partners to get to lakes that government agencies don't, just to get a water sample.
Is there some place where people can reach out to you or maybe get in touch with you?
Absolutely. We're going to be developing a website. The project actually starts January 2nd, but there'll be a website, and the code word is GenFish, so GEN-FISH.
Well, we'll keep everybody informed as to where that is and where they can find it and how to get there and all that stuff. Daniel, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and keep up the good work. Let us know when we've got some breakthroughs.
That's the hope. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Daniel Heath from the Great Lakes Institute of Environmental Research. $9 million. There you go, Joe. Earmark that one. More journal after this. I should go away.